Welcome to Soul Awakening with Joy Truscott. The heart behind this podcast is to be a touch point for you when you need it most. Through each episode, we'll walk through specific areas which cover the many transitions of your life journey so that we can show up in this world with more ease, grace, and flow.
I know sometimes we feel very broken. I know that. I know life's a great impact, but truly we're not broken and we want to unwrap that a little bit. So let's hold each other now. I know we all got a light in our hearts and our souls, a love that we're feeling and connecting into. So we hold each other with immense love. Take a deep breath. And if you can, close your eyes now. Deep, beautiful breath, a stream of life force energy into your being. And then the long, slow, purposeful, gentle out breath. Just allow yourself now to do that. Calm yourself right through the vagus nerve. Realign through the center of your being. Feel the connection of your feet, soles of your feet connecting with the earth. Then as we are in the space, and the space that you are holding, and the holding space of that place, allow yourself to settle down, feel comfortable, and see if you can hold your spine in a way that you can imagine that light is pouring in through the top of your crown and down through your body, like a beautiful passageway that light might move through you. Enter into being through the crown and then come flowing right down through the body. And then feel that energy moving through the soles of your feet down into Gaia. If we were to send a message to this earth, this place that holds us, what might that be? With your next in-breath now, just imagine that you can plug into a message from your higher self, a part of you that is eternal light. And connect into that part of you now. Bring the message through this mortal being. And just flow right in and through your being. Connecting, anchoring, aligning, holding you. And then down into the soles of your feet, into the earth. A message for Gaia. And in that message, we imagine that it has a vibration. For whatever you are willing to hold and imprint into the earth where you are, like a drop going into a pond, we imagine the vibrational field opening. You've sent a message into the earth. And that message, like a ripple in a pond, moves beyond and beyond and beyond. We can all connect into those messages. And what would we place into this earth as a code, a new message? Imagine that that message could carry itself like a reverberating energy, a drumbeat. And it would come into the soles of the feet and move into the mind and the body and the being of the one who is walking along this life journey. And that message would awaken their soul. To the soles of our feet and the connection to Mother Earth and the awakening of our soul. How many points of awakening could we connect into now when each one of us is imprinting a code, a gift, a vibration of something wonderful, something magnificent? And we know for so many of us that we're struggling and we're battling to feel grounded, to feel connected, to feel safe and held in this world. And if that is our reality, if that is what we are experiencing, then we know how dearly, dearly, dearly we would want to create a vibration for us and for those around us that has the sense of the exact opposite. At the point of your pain is the point, the antidote, the deep healing. So what is it that you're holding right now? What is your pain? What is your grief? And send the exact opposite message down through you into the earth, a love note. that all others might receive that now. We would send such beautiful messages into this earth if we knew that that vibration, once it connects one to another, it's no longer just a single beat, but the many hearts beating, connecting. It's the many hearts becoming one again, but one in the most highly collective, connective way that we can possibly imagine. Not just this lone little heart that feels very alone sometimes. Now place your hands upon your heart and recognize and honor the pain that sits in your heart, that this heart has felt because you have been willing to have a life experience that has probably shaken you and shattered you to the point that you can barely recognize yourself. And think about that shattering and that shaking as if you have been shaken so that all the games and all the playing and all the disruptions, distractions, are shaken out of your being, tremored right out of your system. And take a breath into that and feel your heart open and vulnerable. Allow yourself to feel that vulnerability without defending it and putting a wall around it, without distracting yourself and detaching away from what is real and what is truth for you right now. What am I feeling? And just be willing to be there. Notice that your heart is still beating. And your breath is coming in and through you. And nothing has changed. You are still being held. You are still here. This heart is still holding you. Even though it feels as if it is shattered and broken. And then say to your divine heart, I am not broken. I am just starting to open. It is the shattering that is causing so much pain for us. And we don't love pain. We guard and protect ourselves against feeling this immensity of pain. But it is exactly that, the shattering of it, where we cannot even pick up these little shards and stick them together and still create that block that we have created over so many, many eons of life. It is time for us to let this heart break away all these walls, this discrimination, the separation, the stories of duality, polarity. It's time for us to shatter the story, the illusion that we have created. And the heart is breaking because deep within us, we know that there is something else. There is that deep, deep longing and yearning. And what is the yearning? What is it for you? And when you know that, you can feel it because it is so rigidly painful. Drop it down through your heart into your center, your solar plexus, and make some space now and breathe. Open, open, open. And then relax. Make some space in your solar plexus because this, my treasure, is what you signed up for. This is why you are here. And this is what you agreed to be part of in this divine and sacred agreement. It is connected right here to the solar plexus. Your sacred agreement is here. And if we allow ourselves to simply be within it, feel it, and reignite it, we are coming home to who we truly are and what our mission upon this earth is all about. At some point in this life journey, we have to awaken ourselves. And how would we do that when we've been playing in the world of so many distractions, so many games and pretenses? How would we remember what it is that we said we would come in for this thing, this one thing that we would hold and we will bring light and love into it. That yearning, that pain in your heart, what you have drawn into your life through your magnetic field, your heart's energy is a magnetic field. You've drawn the story towards you, and you've been having that story crashing and colliding and connecting into you. And we've been protecting and guarding this heart from feeling. But how about now we just open up our arms and feel the impact of this life, and feel what we are meant to feel so that we can remember. What does your heart want you to remember? What is that longing? Hold that longing. Honor it. It is your code, my lovely. You have been encoded, divinely, uniquely encoded within for the magnificence of your life journey. You hold a unique code. There is no one on this earth that holds that code. Only you. And only you know how to fine-tune it in this most incredible way. Because you are the one that knows how to reach it, feel it, honor it, hold it. Drop it into the center, the solar plexus. And breathe and expand and open and open and open. And now ask your being to remember. At the exact moment that you said, I will come in, and I will do this thing, and I will remember at the perfect moment, and I will change something. You said you would do that. You agreed there was no way on this planet or any other planet or any other system that you would be here unless you agreed. The free will is the most sacred, sacred, sovereign gift. You agreed. And now you're here, and I know it's hard, but that's the point. It shatters this heart to the point where we really now connect with what it is that we are here to imprint. The moment you agreed, you were given all the codes, all the gifts to help you to do this specific part of this life journey. You are divinely and uniquely encoded within for the magnificence of this life journey. It is all given to you. You know how to do this. And you're still here. Your heart is beating and your body is breathing and you're still here. Isn't that wonderful? And the earth hasn't gobbled you up. You're still here. Gravity is holding you. And no matter what your situation looks like, and no matter what you think it is, you are still here. And there is something that is to come through you. I am not broken. I am just starting to open. Truly hear that. It is the opening of our connective heart. You holding this one little facet of the diamond that is all of us, this massive diamond. You polishing up this little facet, and I'm polishing up this one. And oh my gosh, are we going to sparkle? But we have to polish up our own little space. Don't worry about anybody else. That's their journey. Do you. You do you. Just do your journey. Do what you are here to feel and know and experience and change. You are the most delightful gift to this reality. The most delightful gift. Delightful. Filled with the divine light. Delightful. Yes? Got it? Take a breath into this being. Affirm it. And then come back into this moment as you settle down into this mind-body being. And whenever you want to reconnect to this energy stream of awakened awareness, let's encode a little imprint in our being. that we can remember it. Activate your hands now. Rub them together.
Rub
the fingers. Mix the fingers. Clap them if you want. Get those energies, lines opening and triggering off the tips of your fingers. Got that? We're going to do a little Donna Eden exercise. Such a beautiful lady. We're going to take the middle finger of the left hand, pop it into your belly button. Middle finger of your right hand, pop it on here to the third eye, to your third eye. Hold these two points. Imagine that you are pulling up on them simultaneously, activating your central meridian. We're going to ask now that the awareness that you are holding at this point, or if you have come to understand at this point, this moment, the gift that you have, is now fully activated, open, and encoded in your being. And whenever you want to come home to this memory, this moment, either think about these two points or actively connect them with your fingers and take a deep breath in. Pull them up a little bit. Imagine you're zipping yourself up and see yourself in your own sacred, beautiful part of the light and love. Imagine this as an orb, the light orb, and here you are. And you're held in that. Whenever you need to reactivate this, do that. And the more you do it, the more you connect to it, the quicker you're going to be able to pull yourself back to your center.
Thank you for journeying with Soul Awakenings today. If this episode resonated with you and you'd like to share your experience with Joy, you will find all the links you need in the show notes. Also, please give the show a 5-star rating and leave a comment. You can also sign up to Joy's mailing list for additional resources and support. As always, it is an honor to walk this journey called life with you. Together, let's find the healing we need to find the harmony our soul seeks. Remember who you are and be the gift. The world is waiting for you. Choose and choose well.